This is Audible.
Broken Saints, Part 3, by Alec Worley. Performed by Steve Conlon, Sean Connolly, Penelope Rawlins, Richard Reed, Genevieve Swallow, and Claire Wyatt. Servitor Delta, show me stair 22, northeastern slope. Magnify the third district. Ah, there. Ah, I see the Orchard of Reverie has finally caught fire. Excellent. That will help drive the pilgrims back into the arms of our acolytes. Calculate estimated fatalities.
Steady at 32%.
Release the distress beacon once it hits 75. We don't need that many of them to survive. And the greater the horrors they witness, the quicker their tale shall disseminate, the faster the faith of the 8 provinces shall be broken.
Caution. Sister Adamantia is awake.
What's the estimated conversion rate?
Steady at 8%.
8%? That's half of what we expected. Interesting.
Caution. Sister Adamantia is standing up.
Very interesting.
Conjecture. Sororitas squads are dwindling, yet maintain strong resistance in key areas. Their presence is likely sustaining the pilgrim's faith.
Ah, but not for long, eh, my brainless friend?
Caution. Sister Adamantia is within threat range.
And she hopes to bash my brains in with a candelabrum that she barely has the strength to wield. Down she goes. Servitor Sigma, ready my evacuation vessel. I shall board once I am done here. Sister! Your strength shall return shortly, though I fear the toxin may have scrambled your wits. I told you not to resist.
Get out of my way, traitor! Where are you? Chaos Marine filth! Come out and face me!
They departed an hour ago, sister. What? You expected this adventure to conclude with a grand duel, some final epic battle? This is not the way Alpharius wages war. Oh,
Sark. Sark said you insisted I be invited here. For this? All along, you hoped to break me.
Alpharius hopes for nothing. I already know everything. I had you brought here to convince you. And in this, I have already succeeded.
Sister, the battle cannot be broken!
Oh, don't try and hide the cracks now, Adamantia. They are plain to see. Your faith is an edifice, fractured and ready to crumble. Or have you forgotten our little rooftop conversation?
A fleeting weakness, traitor. You know nothing about me.
Correction. Alpharius knows everything about you. Servitor Omicron, surveillance recording 407, please.
I must confess, I sometimes doubt. I doubt whether you hear my
voice. A traitor and a spy!
Oh, Adamantia, please. maintain some dignity. You have an audience, after all.
What?
You see those two servo skulls? They have been relaying a pit feed to the halo. Servitors, please move aside. Let her see what is on the screen.
No!
Servitor Omicron, magnify any sororitas you can find.
No!
Do we have sound?
This cannot be. The Reverend Mother would never make such a confession.
This is a deception. Heretic trickery for sure.
How could the living miracle say such a thing?
No! Sisters! Pilgrims of the Eight Provinces! They seek to break our faith!
And yours has been broken by choice, Adamantia. You chose not to recite that sermon at the summit.
I chose not to lie. I chose not to betray the Imperial truth.
You chose to save Brother Sark when the statue collapsed.
Duty!
You chose to descend into the streets to help your sisters.
To help those I love.
Oh, not the first time love has got you into trouble, eh? Get off us!
Die! God! Die! I shall kill you! I shall tear out your beating heart and eat it in front of you! You would have been wise to kill me when you had the chance.
And give the sororitas another martyr to inspire them? No. I needed your sisters to see you as you truly are, to watch you abandon your faith. Now they bear witness. Now they are as broken as you. You see this rose window, Adamantia? Designed by the cult artifactor aeons ago. You believe this symbol here represents the eight sides of the Garden Temple, the eight provinces united in faith. Or could it be eight paths, like the points on a compass, each arrow directing a man to a destiny of his own choosing? See how the faithful are blind to what has been under their very noses for millennia.
God, Emperor, my choice is whatever that which you lay before me. I...
No! The choice is yours! You are not the machine you think you are, Adamantia. You are human, fearsome and free. What you call faith and duty is a fear of your own liberty. Your own humanity.
I... Do not...
Deny it, Adamantia. Deny it in front of your sisters. I dare you. You walked away rather than bear false witness. You know that life itself is chaos. The only reason you cling to your faith is because you know that without it, you would be lost in the maelstrom. Go on. Your sisters are watching. Deny what you truly believe.
God, Emperor! Oh, forgive me.
The living miracle has made her confession. And now, she is free. That's right, Adamantia. Free of the burden of faith. And by your example, you have freed them all. Your sisters, and the 8 provinces they protect. Take my hand, Adamantia. That's it. Let me help you. Your life is now yours, my dear. The Emperor's enslaved are still watching you. Look at those faces on the screens. They envy the myriad choices that now await you. The countless paths through life that are now open to you. Which of these paths shall you choose next, eh?
By the spirit of the martyrs, am I compelled?
What?
The road of the fallen lies before me.
Sagadus!
By the blood I am restored!
I cannot watch!
Then look away, Sister Carmine. Chamberlain, can this barge not move any faster? How much longer would you have this offense persist?
Aye! You promised us a chance to end this travesty!
And I shall, sisters. Delighted as I am to have you all aboard, I beg you assist me by being patient!
Climbing Eastern Ascension Channel, Brother Sark.
Our servitor is driving as fast as its programming allows.
Approaching maintenance hatch, Delta 79 Mark 02, 1 Mark 573.
You'll forgive me if the only vessel I could acquire under the circumstances was a ceremonial barge and not an Imperial bloody land speeder.
We're too late!
Throne of Terra, grant your faithful servant a miracle.
I believe you have one, sister. Look out!
Hold on, sisters!
Vessel integrity compromised. Suspensors damaged. Fuel line cracked. Servitor pilot damaged.
Sister Carmine! No!
Voice override! Chamberlain Edmund Sark! Sigma 29, engage emergency landing protocols!
Stabilizing. Scanning for an emergency landing venue.
It seems even the best sleigh plans cannot account for a miracle.
You lunatic. Mad woman.
You appear to have made an unlucky landing, heretic.
Back! Witches! All of you! Or I'll drive this blade into her skull!
Shoot, sisters. The God Emperor shall preserve his living miracle.
Do as he says, sisters.
Stand aside, Brother Sark.
Stay where you are, priest. If those zealots don't drop their weapons, their reverend mother shall die.
He'll kill me anyway. Won't you, heretic?
Sisters, I beg you, drop your weapons.
Approaching the pool of St. Tabitha.
Servitor, take us down onto the north shore.
Step aside, priest.
Drop that bolter, Haridan, and Sister Adamantia shall be spared.
Shoot. Just shoot. damage. The damage is done.
Don't shoot. She saved my life.
And to think this morning I would have happily strangled you.
Sisters, have faith.
Thank you, sisters.
Now, hold on.
Approaching the North Shore.
Servitor. Hard left.
I tell you, someone fell from that barge.
There! Help him!
Quickly! Over here! Get him onto the steps.
It's the Pontifex!
Traitor!
Heretic!
Kill him!
Leave him be!
Sister Adamantia!
That's it. Prostrate yourselves before the living miracle. Though I warn you, she dislikes an audience.
On your feet, traitor.
Alas, that statue broke my fall. I cannot feel my legs. And my weapons are lost. So, is this the epic duel you hoped for, sister?
You are mistaken, heretic. This is no duel. This is an execution.
The Garden Temple of Concordia belongs to Alpharius! And this was always so. The seeds of your faith were sown by me, and by me has the faith of the eight provinces been taken away. And you, Adamantia, I have broken you. You may believe that you are setting these fools an example, but deep down you know the truth. That you hide your true sins beneath a shroud of lies. I am one of many, sister. Kill me and Alpharius endures. But you, living miracle. How much longer do you think you can hide the cracks in your faith before you...
Silence! All of you!
I wish to hear him drown.
Sisters, over here!
Let me through!
Reverend Mother, are you all right?
We all saw it on the halo, sister. The Venta Miracula went to martyr herself. Oh, she took a leap of faith and the Emperor preserved her.
Indeed, Reverend Mother. The acolytes beset the Garden Temple still. We need to return to the control gallery and get a distress beacon to the ship.
I have borne witness to the living miracle. By her example shall we be led.
Faithful, the sisters of battle are with you. Follow. Follow their lead. Spread the word of what you have witnessed here. And be avenged upon the heretic. Go!
Stay with the priest, Reverend Mother.
We head east for vengeance!
A suitably rousing speech, sister. Though I fear your heart was not in it.
They listened, brother. That is all that matters.
And is this not why we are gathered here, brothers and sisters, pilgrims of the eight provinces, upon the viewing deck of this Imperial cruiser to conclude the gathering of the eight? And is not your survival a sign from the God Emperor himself? He has preserved you all, as surely as he has preserved me. This is his gift. Receive it with gratitude, for the God Emperor favors those who favor one another, as surely as he shuns those who would raise a hand against their brother. For such men shall be made heretic, and they shall wreak the Emperor's wrath.
Starboard Battery 1, sanctified and ready.
Persuem voluntatum.
And so we cleanse the Dark Temple of Concordia. Do not shield your eyes from the light of truth, pilgrims. For this is the light of faith. It shines eternal, transcendent, surpassing any temporal, any icon. It is in this light that we walk each day, certain in the knowledge that the Emperor protects.
Starboard Battery 2, sanctified and ready.
Persuem voluntatum.
And with the certainty of his deliverance, shall you bury all ill feeling, all thought of self, for all such feeling is vanity. Bury it deep, deep, brothers and sisters, for the sake of your children, for the sake of the Imperium. Curb any such weakness, always, for I... That is, you must never break, lest we all... Lest we all break.
And as we commit the Garden Temple to the cleansing fires, let us lift our hearts. Psalm 12,097. Sister, where are you going?
My servant is done, Father.
Righteous.
But the throne be with you.
Reverend Mother, Sister Adamanthea. Did you not see the Arch-Confessor beckoning you to return? He appeared most enthusiastic. You really should respond, sister, else I fear a heart attack may be forthcoming.
I am tired, Brother Sark.
I'm surprised you're still conscious after having to listen to the Confessor's speeches for the last 5 hours.
It's been 6 days of Exodus protocols. I was told you would show me to my billet as soon as I delivered my sermon.
Through there, I believe.
What is it?
Nothing, Reverend Mother.
You still have a home, Brother Sark, for as long as the Imperium endures.
Well, that's the wonderful thing about platitudes, isn't it? Repeat them enough, and you might start believing them.
I'm beginning to regret not having a servitor attend me instead of you. I prefer their lack of sarcasm.
And yet never very talkative. I find positive chatter can alleviate one's mood. We are alive after all. Though the Garden Temple is lost, we have saved countless lives, and you have undoubtedly succeeded in unifying the pilgrims of the eight provinces. I imagine they found those veiled threats in your sermon particularly inspiring.
The Imperium does not make threats.
Only promises, of course. If only we had the capacity to keep them all.
I promise to strangle you if you don't shut up.
My apologies, Reverend Mother. Silence is so much more conducive to brooding, isn't it?
I'm warning you.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.